This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. This autumn, it will have been 10 years since the global financial crisis, a decade in which banks have had to work to restore balance sheets and reputations. Some fundamentally change the areas in which they operate. As lenders, they see the pressures on businesses of all kinds, and today Lloyds is one of the big lenders to small and medium-sized UK businesses. The chief executive of the Lloyds Banking Group, Antonio Horta Osorio, is here in Davos and with me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Given that insight you have, that vantage point you have on the UK economy, how would you say it is doing at the moment?
Yes, as you said, we have focused Lloyds completely on the UK economy. We are the largest bank on the retail sector and one of the largest on small and medium-sized sector. And therefore, our reading of the UK economy is that it has been, as you know, growing around 1.5% over the last few quarters. It is proving resilient in face of uncertainty that we have in relation to the future. And what is happening is that, on one hand, inflation, given the pound depreciation, has been affecting real wages, which affect consumption, and that is a big part of GDP. On the other part, the same devaluation of the pound has provided a boost to exports, especially in the manufacturing sector. And also, the income that British companies get from their foreign assets is larger in pounds, so the net impact is around 1.5%. The world economy has also been recovering strongly, as was discussed here at Davos at length, and that helps the UK economy, as we are a large open economy. So I would not be surprised that the last numbers that we will hear soon will show the GDP growth on a year-on-year basis slightly higher than 1.5%. For the next 12 months, I anticipate a very similar economic performance. What is now critical for the UK is the agreement that the government is negotiating with the EU, which we will probably know closer to the deadline by October, November.
What would you like to see come out of that?
Well, as a bank that is completely focused in the UK and whose purpose is to help Britain prosper, we are absolutely minded. What we would like is obviously an agreement that is as good to the British economy as possible. That's our only purpose on this negotiation.
Then, I mean, given that assessment, you pointed out some of the risks, inflation, but said overall it's resilient. Would you then agree with what David Cameron said here at Davos, that Brexit has not turned out as badly as we thought?
Well, I think that the government estimates at the time were worse than what came out, so that is correct. The performance of 1.5% is positive and resilient, as I told you. But what is really important as well is to really get a good agreement with the European Union. We export 50% of what we sell internationally to the European Union. This is really important. I'm very pleased that the government has got an agreement in principle to have a transition period, because I think the transition period is as critical so that the UK businesses can, when they know and have certainty on the agreement, they have an end point to plan to, avoiding a cliff event and a lot of stress around it. Right. So that is very positive. But of course, we will have to see at the end of the year what the agreement will be.
Indeed. Let's talk about Lloyds in particular. And you said that you are completely focused on, as a UK bank. Now, I mean, given that there is this uncertainty about what the UK economy will look like in the future, do you leave the door open to perhaps the need to change that, whether it's to diversify in the future, to own foreign assets, because you might need to have, you know, more exposure to other areas, perhaps less, so that you're less dependent on what happens to the UK economy?
Right. Well, we are going to unveil our new three-year strategic plan next month. We operate in three-year cycles, so you will see what we'll announce next month. But our strategy has been very successful up to now, of being a bank completely focused, as I told you, on helping Britain prosper. As I also told you, I think the next 12 months, economically speaking, will be similar to the past 12 months. The transition period provides an additional 2 years of transition towards that point, so we should not anticipate any significant change in the strategy of Lloyds, because we'll have 3 years ahead of us with a successful strategy. We'll see what clients do, if our clients' behavior change, and we will always take a dynamic view on that, but our purpose is completely to be focused on helping the real economy in the UK.
You're from Portugal, but you've now lived here in the UK for several
several years. I wonder what you made of what we learnt this week from the Financial Times about the President's Club dinner. Has Lloyds ever taken tables at that event?
No, never.
Had you heard of it before this week?
No, I had never heard about it. I thought it was appalling. I also thought that the reaction that you had from several people, several sectors, shows that this is completely unacceptable. So I thought the reaction was very clear about the culture change that is happening, and I thought it was absolutely appalling.
Why did it take an investigation into the Financial Times to achieve that?
Well, I can't tell you, because I had really never heard about this club or about this event.
Okay. And is it a particularly British thing, do you think? That, I mean, we now know that this event was taking place for many years. It's a 33-year-old event. Is that something that wouldn't happen in other countries in Europe?
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I don't want to generalize or to give too much importance to a single event, but what I see in the UK is all about a new culture relating to these issues, and I see a lot of focus on having an open culture, for example, having whistleblowing inside corporations so people can speak up freely, a lot of focus on gender diversity, on equality. So I really don't think this is nothing specific to the United Kingdom. It is a specific bad behavior which should not have happened, and which I hope we don't see again.
Antonio Horta Osorio, Chief Executive of the Lloyds Banking Group. Thank you. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.